The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Back into Sports Daily, everybody. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster on the line is the host of Send It In, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. PJ Glasser Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the Send It In podcast for more analysis. Just search Send It In wherever you find your podcast, including on the Odyssey app. PJ, welcome in. Your Ravens on Thursday Night Football tonight, wearing a new helmet. Happy Thursday Night Football to you.
To you guys as well. Yeah, it's almost like a throwback to those color rush days, right? We get the Thursday night game and the teams would be all decked out in like one color. So it's a big game tonight. I'm going tonight, which I'm excited about, my first game of the year. So it should be fun. I mean, with the way that Lamar and Burrow are playing, it should be another entertaining game.
You know, so PJ, the Ravens bucked that trend. Sorry, you mentioned last week. Yeah, that trend you talked about last week with the Ravens and the NFC, they clearly bucked it.
Yeah.
How do they follow that, though, now with a short week divisional game?
I mean, that's going to be the key. You know, John Harbaugh in his career, they're 8-0 on Thursday night games. So they're normally really good in these short weeks. Cincinnati should have won the first game between these two teams the first time around. It was a crazy finish with McPherson missing the field goal and then Henry breaking off that run for them to win it in overtime. But yeah, it's going to be a great game. You know, tonight, like Cincinnati guys, this game probably is their season. They can't afford to drop to 4-6. They can't go 0-2 against Baltimore. They won't have any chance at winning that division. So the Ravens know that Cincinnati's coming in there and they're going to play with their hair on fire. They're going to play like they absolutely have to win this game. I was really impressed with the Ravens because Jacob, as you mentioned, I mean, we talked about it last week. Usually those 1 p.m. games, they really struggle. They bounced back after that tough Cleveland loss, which was nice to see. And, you know, now in a short week, they have to back that up and play another good game because it's tough to beat a team two times, especially a team as, you know, potent as the Bengals.
I'm seeing the over-under right now, PJ, at about 53 right now for this game. It's high. We know the Ravens can put up points. I mean, that's what they do offensively. We also know that the Bengals defensively this year have not been very good. So, I mean, at least in my mind, everything is trending towards an over, but I'm sure that because of all of that, it's going to be like a 17-14 game.
Exactly. Yeah, it just feels like the over is too easy, right? Yeah. I mean, Lamar and Burrow both have over 20 touchdowns this season. The first time these two teams played, it was like 41-38. The Ravens have been a dead over team this season because of how great their offense is and how bad their defense is, their secondary especially. Cincinnati for much of the year has been a good over team as well. So it feels too easy, like you said, Tommy, which is why I'm staying away from it because it wouldn't shock me if we got another 38-35 game, but at the same time, like it wouldn't stun me if it was 24-20 either. So I think the side and betting Cincinnati plus the 6 is the way to go, guys. Yes, they've lost 5 games this season. All 5 of those games, though, have been decided by one score. So it's not like they're losing to people and they're getting blown out. All these games are coming down to the wire. I don't expect tonight to be any different. So I like the Bengals plus the 6. As for the total, I'm staying away from that. I could see it being higher scoring or I could see it being a game in the mid-20s.
Could it be one where, and we don't do, you know, I know a lot of people don't advocate for teasers, but in a situation like that, is there a tease option if you put them together? Like maybe you think the total's just a little too high. Maybe you like the Bengals but wish they had a little more. Is there any value in putting those together and adding a little each way?
I don't think this is a good game to tease. I think a lot of people might want to tease it just because, again, if you tease the Ravens, you can just get them down on the money line with them being 6-point favorites. I would actually tease it the other way and take Cincinnati plus 12 if I had to do it. And then, again, if you want to tease the total, maybe you tease it down to like 46.5 or something like that. But I think there are some good options on the board this week in the NFL on Sunday for some teaser opportunities. I don't think this Ravens-Bengals game is a good teaser one. I would just take the Bengals plus the 6.
We'll get back to the NFL in just a few minutes, PJ, but I want to go to college football for a second because we've got, you know, obviously the first college football playoff rankings came out earlier this week, and that some of the top teams are, you know, playing, I guess, maybe what you could look at on paper as cupcake games. I wonder what your thought is on, you know, some of these major matchups, like whether it's Oregon against Maryland or Ohio State against Purdue, Miami taking on Georgia Tech. Is there a game that's featuring maybe a top five or top 10 team against an opponent where it looks like, you know, it's such a big number that they're going to have trouble covering?
Ohio State, I think, is going to roll this week. I think Oregon's going to roll this week against Maryland. I think those teams are fine. Texas, I think they're going to be good against Florida as well. They're coming off their bye week. I expect them to look good. Florida's obviously got the injury to their quarterback, so they're going to be on their third string. I think all those teams would roll. If you're looking for a top five team to struggle this week, Tommy, I think it's Miami. I think that would be the team going on the road and playing Georgia Tech, laying an 11.5. Miami's just one of these teams, guys. It's kind of been playing down to the level of their competition. You know, you think about some of their results so far in the ACC. Fortunate to win that game against Virginia Tech. Fortunate to win that game against Cal. Only beat Louisville by 7. They were down 11 points in the second half to Duke last week before just flipping on another switch and winning that game by 20. But, you know, Miami's been the kind of team that, yes, their offense is so good, but their defense has not been good, that they've been kind of letting some of these big underdogs hang around. And Georgia Tech's coming off a bye week. That's a good offensive team that's healthy. And I think Georgia Tech can keep it close. So Georgia Tech plus 11.5. If you're looking for kind of one of those like top five, top six teams, it could be on upset alert. Obviously, Georgia's got the toughest game of the weekend of any of the top teams. But any of those teams that are double-digit spreads, I would look at Georgia Tech keeping it close.
PJ Glasser, our betting insider, joining us now. Let's stay in college football and go to KU, who was off last week. 2.5 points is all this is. KU's at home against Iowa State, a team with playoff aspirations, but a team that lost last week. Kansas has a chance to be a real spoiler in the Big 12. What do you think of that 2.5 point line? I kind of looked at it as like a great opportunity for Kansas, but I also didn't expect it to only be a 2.5 point line. So now I don't really know what to think of it.
Yeah, that's a stinky line, isn't it? Only being 2.5. I mean, the line tells you that Kansas is the right play. I mean, you got Iowa State, who's been the far superior team this season, only laying a short number under a field goal. And the matchup for him should be pretty good, right? Like, obviously, Kansas, their offense has struggled for much of the year without Kotelnicki, and the passing game has not been good. And, like, going up against Iowa State, who's so well-coached and good defensively and thrives off, like, winning the turnover battle and beating other teams off of their mistakes, like, this should be a good matchup for him. But that line is a tricky one. I think with these Big 12 teams, guys, that have obviously been good for much of the year, like, you're going to start to see some, like, stinky lines with them, because odds makers, books makers, professionals, they kind of expect the regression to start hitting. They expect the other shoe to drop. That's why we saw a couple weeks ago, like, BYU was underdogs to unranked UCF, right? This week, they're laying a short number to Utah. This is why Iowa State, their spread's a little bit fishy against Kansas. So I think these Big 12 games, you know, I think more often than not, you see lines like this and you would take Kansas. You would clearly take the team that it doesn't feel like you're supposed to take. But in these Big 12 matchups, I don't know if most of them, but that's the case. You know, BYU just keeps covering spreads. I think Iowa State's the much better team. I think now that you're getting them at 2.5, normally I'd be on the side of Kansas, but not in this game. I actually like the Cyclones.
PJ, we haven't talked in a minute about the Heisman race, and, you know, week by week things change, you know, all the time. Cam Ward, you know, now is the odds-on favorite in that race, but really it's, I don't want to say it's anybody's game, but it's definitely not definitive at this point. What are you seeing in that race? Is there, at this point, any kind of angle with the futures, or is it something that you want to wait on until a little bit later?
You know, the Heisman this year, guys, is so fascinating. I can't really remember a year like it where you're just, it's almost like process of elimination every week, you know, and it's kind of just going to be like the last man standing who seems like it's going to win the award. I think Travis Hunter right now, if you have any Travis Hunter tickets in your pocket, I think you got to be feeling pretty good. Colorado had a heck of a bye week, guys, with Kansas State losing and Iowa State losing. And now all of a sudden they have a shot to maybe make it to the Big 12 championship game. I think if Colorado makes it to the Big 12 title game and they have a chance to make it to the college football playoff, I think because of what Travis Hunter's doing on both sides of the ball, I think there's a great chance that he's going to win. Dylan Gabriel's having a good year, but it feels like we have this every year at the beginning of November where the quarterback of the number one team in the country is kind of in contention for the Heisman, but I don't see him really winning the award. Cam Ward, I think, would be the other guy. He has the numbers and the stats, and obviously his team's undefeated and they're top five, but it just feels like Miami's kind of a fraudulent top five, right? They've definitely had a couple of close calls and games where they certainly could have lost. So I think it comes down to Cam Ward and it comes down to Travis Hunter. I love the Ash Gentry story, but it just kind of feels like he isn't having the kind of games that he was earlier on in the year. So it just depends for people. Like, if you're a believer in Colorado, if you think the Buffs are going to be a contender in the Big 12 and play in the Big 12 title game, I think Hunter is going to win the award. If you think they lose a couple of games here down the stretch, I think it's going to go to Cam Ward in Miami.
I have a future. I took Jenty at the beginning of the year. I'm going to need that to change. Maybe they'll get into the playoff. I don't know. All right, let's go back to the NFL, BJ. Nothing screams at us. Let's start with your favorites this week, and then we can get to the Chiefs in a little bit.
My favorites, guys, couple bets I like. Let's start with San Francisco, -6 at Tampa Bay. I think this is a brutal spot for the Bucs, who are obviously coming off that OT game against the Chiefs. They got a short week and they go up against a San Francisco team that's coming off a bye, right? Like, you can't get a more polar opposite kind of game in terms of healthiness or freshness than this one, with the Niners coming off a bye, Bucs coming off a short week on a Monday night overtime game. We know Tampa's dealing with the injuries. They're without Godwin and Evans. It felt like they exerted so much energy against the Chiefs with that comeback, that final drive, going to overtime. And now they got to turn around and play a really physical team and a Niners team that's getting healthy. McCaffrey's back at practice this week. So I think anything under a touchdown with San Francisco, I like the Niners quite a bit at -6. And then a game that I really can't wait to watch this week is the Commanders and the Steelers. A big game for both teams. Obviously, Washington's been a great surprise. I think Pittsburgh's been a big surprise too. Russ has played well the first couple games. They're coming off a bye week. Guys, Mike Tomlin's won 7 straight games off a bye. He's 5-2 against the spread. And obviously, Jayden Daniels has been taking the league by storm. But if there's a team that might be equipped to stop them, it would be Pittsburgh, because they see Lamar twice a year and they know all about the running quarterback and that kind of skill set. I can tell you as a Ravens fan too, if there's a team that Lamar struggles with year after year, it is Pittsburgh. They're always the team that forces the most turnovers off them, that stops them in the run game the most. So I think the Steelers are going to have a good game plan. You're getting them at the key number of 3. I like the Steelers off of a bye week. Keep in mind, too, Washington's got Philly upcoming on Thursday, right? So maybe a little bit of a look ahead for them. Huge divisional matchup on a short week. Pittsburgh's going to have their full attention on Washington in this game. I'll take the Steelers +3.
We talked about Baltimore and Thursday Night Football at the very beginning of this segment a week ago, PJ. On paper, at least, the Ravens-Broncos matchup looked like it was one of the games of the week, and then Baltimore just smacked around the Broncos. Those same Broncos now playing the Chiefs this weekend. And, you know, the number is bigger probably, you know, in response to what happened a week ago with Denver. I'm seeing a line at about 7.5 right now, so more than a touchdown number for the Chiefs to lay. That seems a little fishy to me, because even though the Broncos did get smacked around, you know, they've won some games and Bo Nix has looked like a pretty decent rookie quarterback. What do you like in this matchup as far as an angle is concerned? Do you think that the number is too big for Kansas City to lay?
I do, guys. And as we've been on the air, this line continues to drop. It was 8.5 this morning before I came on with you guys. It's 8. Now I'm looking at BetMGM and it's down to 7.5. We saw something similar when the Chiefs played the Raiders a couple weeks ago, and the Raiders covered that game under a touchdown, so they lost by 7. I kind of see the same thing with Denver. Look, I was just talking about what a brutal spot it was for Tampa, right? Coming off a Monday night game, overtime game. Well, Kansas City's dealing with the same thing. You guys know they have the Bills on deck, which is the biggest game of the season. Could decide MVP for Josh Allen. Certainly looks like it's going to decide who gets the number one seed in the AFC. So maybe a little bit of a look ahead for the Chiefs in that aspect, but I think so many people are going to see that the Broncos got smashed by the Ravens last week, and now you're getting, you know, them at an even shorter price against the Chiefs, and people are going to like Kansas City. I think this line movement dropping down, though, guys, I like Denver to keep it close +7.5.
That's interesting. I don't know if I do. I mean, Surtain, the Chiefs offense feels like it's clicking to me at the highest pace, and maybe you look at it there at 41.5. as an opportunity, as the Chiefs defense is probably not as good as it was a few weeks ago. I mean, any thought to that? Because Mahomes is starting to cook a little bit. And I know Sertan's there, but Sertan can't guard Hopkins and Kelsey and, you know, over the top to Worthy and, you know, the running backs and Kareem Hunt. They still, I don't know, maybe offense is a way to look at this game, because Kansas City's defense wasn't as good as it was 2-3 weeks ago, and their offense is much better than it was 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Honestly, I think a Denver team total under is a great bet as well. I'm looking at BetMGM 16.5 points. Like, do we see Denver scoring 17 on this Chiefs defense? You know, they got 10 on Baltimore last week. So Denver's only path to victory, if you like the Broncos, you got to correlate it with the under. Like, the Chiefs defense to begin with is so great. If Denver's going to keep this game close, guys, it's going to be 20-13. It's going to be 17-10. So I think if you like Denver, you got to like the under. But as we're talking about it, because yes, Bo Nix definitely does terrify me. There were throws that he missed in that Ravens game last week that really could have made that game closer than it was, could have applied a little bit more pressure against Baltimore. So Bo Nix on the road in Arrowhead definitely does scare you. The line movement moving more so and more so down towards the Chiefs made me like Denver a little bit, certainly with the potential look ahead spot against the Bills. But now that I think about it, guys, Broncos team total under 16.5. I think that's the way to go in this game.
Okay. We like it. PJ, we appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight. Get rowdy. Stay safe out there. And hopefully for all of us, it typically is better. Let's have a lot of points scored.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it, guys. Have a good week. Talk to you soon.
There goes PJ Glasser, the host of Send It In, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. We will talk about that Ravens-Bengals game. I love putting in all the same game parlays and things on Thursday Night Football. I'm not real sure how to attack it. I do think there's an opportunity to make money with it tonight. I'm not 100% sure where. We'll talk about that in the second hour. But when we return, we go back-to-back guest, our K-State insider. Excuse me. So sick of it, Tommy. Tim Fitzgerald will join us. GoPowerCat.com. I want to get his take on Houston, the Big 12 overall, the CFP rankings, and of course, K-State hoops. That's next on Sports Daily.
Just because it's 4 o'clock doesn't mean your day's wrapping up.
In Odyssey Sports Station, this is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, Wichita's most listened to sports radio.